Chapter 7. Eddie let out a sharp gasp. My mouth dropped open as the man edged closer. And then I realized who he was. "You're a guard here, right?" I asked. He didn't reply. You scared me," I said, letting out a shrill laugh. "I mean, that costume and everything. You work here, right?" He stepped forward, bringing his black-gloved hands out in front of him, moving the fingers. "I'm sorry we're here so late," I continued. "We lost our group. I guess you want to close up so you can go home." He took another step closer. His eyes flared darkly. "You know why I am here," he snarled. "No, I don't. I..." My words were cut off as he grabbed me by the shoulder. "Hey, let go of her!" Eddie cried. But the caped man grabbed my brother, too. His gloved fingers dug sharply into my shoulder. "Hey!" I cried out in pain. He backed us against the cold stone wall. I caught a glimpse of his face, a hard, angry face, a long, sharp nose, thin lips twisted into a snarl. And the eyes, the cold, glowing eyes. "Let us go!" Eddie demanded bravely. "We have to meet our group," I told the man shrilly. "We're leaving now. You can't keep us here." He ignored our pleas. "Do not move," he uttered in a low growl. "Stand there. Do not try to escape." "Listen, sir, if we've done something wrong..." My voice trailed off. I watched him reach into the folds of his black cape. He struggled for a moment, then pulled something out. At first, I thought there were rubber balls, 3 of them. But as he clicked them together, I realized he was holding smooth white stones. "What is going on here?" I asked myself. "Is he crazy? Crazy and dangerous?" "Listen, sir," Eddie started. "We have to go now." "Don't move," the caped man screamed. He shoved his cape violently behind him. "Don't move and don't make a sound. You have my final warning." Eddie and I exchanged frightened glances. My back against the stone wall, I tried edging slowly toward the nearest stairway. Mumbling to himself, the man concentrated on the 3 smooth white stones. He piled one on top of the other. He let out an angry cry as one of the stones fell to the floor. It bounced once and slid across the smooth floor. "This is our chance," I thought. I shoved Eddie toward the other stairwell. "Run!" I screamed.